suppose been better if I'd never been born at all.
Don't say that, George.
What'd you say?
I said I wish I'd never been born.
No, George, no.
Ooh, you mustn't say things
no.
like that. You... Wait a minute.
Clarence?
Wait a minute, that's an idea.
What kind of idea?
What do you think?
Who are you talking to me?
Yeah, that'll do it.
Well,
all right.
It's a decent idea, I guess. Okay, here it comes, George.
You got your wish. You've never been bored.
You don't have to make all that fuss about it.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Happy anniversary. It's a Wonderful Life. 75 years ago today, it was released. We'll talk about it and a whole lot more this morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Oh, what a weekend, what a weekend.
What I need's a couple of good stiff drinks. How about you, Angel? You want a drink? Come on, as soon as these clothes bars are dry.
All right. We're going to feature highlights from It's a Wonderful Life all morning. I could watch that movie 1,000 times. Perhaps I already have because it's 75 years old today. The movie, yes. The movie is actually older than me, okay? What a weekend. You know what I need? A few stiff drinks. How about it, Angel? You wanna go get a drink? Spent the weekend in upstate New York with my family. It was our family Christmas party. And every single part of it was wonderful. Now, I know I'm not going to get all sappy with you because your Christmas party probably didn't happen yet. It'll happen Friday or Saturday or Sunday, you know, actually around Christmas. But my family isn't here. I am the only one living in Central PA. So we always make some kind of arrangement. And now that we're all getting older, the younger members of our family are taking over the party. So my niece, my older sister's daughter, a mother of two herself, decided to have the party at her house. And you know that good Irish Catholic kind of parties, you know what I mean? They start on Friday and Sunday, they're still going. You know, the main part of the party was Saturday, but honest to God, it started as soon as we got out of the car Friday afternoon. And it went house to house. Nieces, nephews, my sister's house where I stayed. I even picked up my mama in Wilkes-Barre and drove her to upstate New York. And she, at age almost 84, had the greatest time. I actually enjoyed watching her as well as all these little, what do you call them, great nieces and nephews? Or are they just second nieces? I don't know. My niece and nephew's kids, let's put it that way. It was a wonderful time. And I knew I had to get back here as soon as I could yesterday because last night was our SBC media party at Isabella's in Selinsgrove. And man, Domenico and the staff, they always put on a great party. And of course, the boss is here and our owner's family, the Haddons, they just put together a great party. And so it was one of those hustle and bustle weekends. And it's almost like I had to come back here this morning and do the show just to relax. But that's what the season is all about. That's what the season is all about. And I'll tell you what, coming up this morning, we're going to team up with Wise Markets and give away some Christmas cash simply by you telling me what Christmas is all about to you. All right, what are you most thankful for? What do you love best? We'll do it later on this morning. Stay with us. It's a chance for you to win some grocery money, as I like to say. But not only that, but a chance for you to share your feelings with all of us here in Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Check my Facebook page. Did you perhaps over the weekend? I told you about my family trip to upstate New York where two out of three of my daughters were present. My oldest daughter in London will not be coming home for Christmas. But Friday before I left on my road trip, my weekend trip back home to visit family and have a Christmas party, I posted a picture of my three girls when they were little. Every year we would come up with a theme for a picture Christmas card. And this one particular year, I thought, I'm going to stand all three of them in a big cardboard box out at the end of the driveway by our mailbox and dress them in red. They all had red sweaters on, and I put Santa Claus caps on all of them. And that became that year's Christmas card. I really don't know what year that was, although my youngest daughter looks like she's maybe one or two. So I'm putting it at like 1998. And my caption was, "My girls years ago makes me misty. Here's to the 90s. You guys are great." 373 likes. And how many comments? There was like 50 some comments, including one from my middle daughter who says, "Try decades, Dad." Because I said, "My girls years ago." "Try decades, Dad." Always the sarcastic, cocky one. But anyway, the photo comments from some of you listeners were amazing. Like, "What a beautiful memory," said one listener. And I thought, yeah, I always made my girls like part of the show years back. Mike says, "Play Misty for me." Yeah, okay, that's funny, but not funny, Mike. It's a creepy movie. Comments like "Precious" from Kathy. Virginia says, "Priceless and beautiful memories." Amen. Sharon says, "Oh, that brings back memories. Makes me feel old." Sorry, Sharon, I didn't mean to make you feel old. But I do remember you from the 90s, being a big 94KX listener. Estherline, "You're beautiful. Barb, sweet. Donald, very nice picture." "Aw, adorable," says Ruth Ann. Another Donald just sent me roses blooming, like growing. And that's exactly how I feel, Donald. My kids were just beautiful kids, and now they're all adults and out there conquering the world. One in Philly, one in Baltimore, one in London. And I'm here all by myself. But I have you. I have you people listening to the show. And when I share my memories and you comment back that you remember those days, you're not old. We're all just becoming part of the holiday. Hey, news is on the way next to check on sports and AccuWeather. We're winding down toward Christmas. Morgan in the morning. WQKX. Well, the Here for Good campaign is winding down, and we're getting closer and closer to the goal. We'll talk about that coming up, and some good news, and it's all local.
WQKX. You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Oh, we're here for good. We're here for good. And you are the good people of Central PA. Used to be called the Needy Family Fund. Now it's called Here for Good Campaign. We've raised millions of dollars since this program was born back in the 1980s. But as of this weekend, Because it's fun giving, isn't it? The fund has reached $110,000. We're getting in closer and closer to our $150,000 goal. So please continue to give. Here for Good Campaign. HereForGoodCampaign.org. And give. It'll leave a good feeling in your heart. Other than the Here for Good campaign, our Tidings of Comfort, which was started right here with Morgan in the Morning on National Christmas Card Day, when I came up with a crazy idea to go out and buy boxed cards, write nice things in them, stuff the envelopes, put them back in the box, and drop them off here at SPC Media. And we will distribute those cards to our seniors in retirement communities that either have no one or cannot be visited again this year because of the pandemic. These people are lonely. They need love. Let's give love to the lonely in our Tidings of Comfort campaign here with Morgan in the Morning. Our tree here in the studio is just loaded up with boxed Christmas cards. You people once again have proven to me and everyone in Central PA that you are the best people in the world. Big hearts in Central PA. Sam Tyler and I are just overwhelmed by your generosity. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We got a big envelope stuffed with greeting cards on Friday. And the note that originally went out as a memo was enclosed. It said, "Please sign a few cards And if you choose to write a brief holiday greeting, go ahead. I will be dropping the cards off at the local radio station. That would be us, 94KX, as they are doing this for some local nursing home patients. Some of these folks have no family or visitors. Please consider that. Happy holidays, Heidi. Now, Heidi, thank you for posting this note at work and getting your coworkers to stuff the envelopes. And then she wrote a handwritten note on the bottom of the memo. It says, cards were signed by the MRI department employees at Evangelical Community Hospital. Love you guys. Thank you so much, Evan, where all three of my children were born. And still where I go for my health care today. Thank you for making the Here for Good campaign a success. Keep giving. And thank you for all the greeting cards in our Tidings of Comfort campaign. Central PA, you are the best.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Working our way toward news, sports, and AccuWeather at the top of the hour. Happy anniversary to It's a Wonderful Life. 75 years old today, Mr. Potter. What's up with you?
Hey, Mr. Potter, what makes you such a hard-skulled character? You have no family, no children. You can't begin to spend all the money you've got.
Oh, I suppose I should give it to miserable failures like you and that idiot brother of yours to spend for me.
Come on. He's not a failure. You can't say that about my father.
George, you're not.
You're the biggest man in town.
Run along.
Bigger than him.
Run along.
Bigger than everybody.
Better than idea of the Baileys.
Don't let him say that about you, Pop.
All right, son. All right. Thanks.
You tell him, George. WQKX. We continue to celebrate the 75th anniversary of It's a Wonderful Life. Birthday buddies coming up and a chance for you to win with Wise Markets.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX. 94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
It's some good news.
Don't tell me it's good news.
Let's hear it!
Now, the good news.
And the Here for Good campaign. Local good news. And you are the good people of Central PA who donate. As of this weekend, the fund has reached the $110,000 mark. We're getting closer to Christmas and closer to our goal of $150,000. Continue to donate and help your neighbors in Central PA. People like Amanda Shelley of Milton. She's been using the fund now since her child was just 9 years old.
I've seen it on Facebook, and a couple of my family members, they used to go to church there, and they were like a member with them and stuff. So ever since then, I've been doing really good with them and been doing that for 9 years.
Merry Christmas, Amanda. The Here for Good campaign is here for you again this year, and that's good news. And hey, the Sunbury YMCA Arts Center in Sunbury recently received a donation that'll make the facility more prepared for a medical emergency. Listen to this. The Arts Center says it received a defib machine as a donation. By the way, the foundation that donated it was created in 2018 to honor the memory of Alyssa Dressler, who died at the age of 14 from a sudden coronary arrest. Her foundation continues to do good, this time for the Sunbury YMCA. And that's local good news.
This is good news.
Morgan in the Morning. 94KX. Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday buddies.
Yeah, ho, ho.
Yes.
Birthday buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go.
Well, you don't have to tell me to go. The announcer man.
I just like to do it along with him for some reason. Okay. I'm not sure why.
Lynn Hall in quite the festive sweater, but you tell me it is not
a Christmas sweater.
No, it's
a winterish. Winterish sweater.
It's a nice tan sweater with, I'm going to call it gingerbread instead of brown.
That's what it kind of looks like, doesn't it?
Yeah. I thought it was gingerbread cookies all over your sweater, but
no, it's just,
it looks
that's
fine.
Just the lovely little pattern on it.
All right, celebrity birthdays for this 20th of December. Jonah Hill, the actor, is 38 years old today.
Wow.
I thought he was younger than that.
So did I.
Maybe it's just his demeanor. I don't know. Chris Robinson is 55 today, the founding member and lead vocalist
for Black Crowes, yes.
You are
yes.
You got
it. I love the Black Crowes. They're awesome.
So do I. JoJo, yeah. The R&B singer, is 31 today.
Come on.
She still holds the record for having a number one hit on the Billboard pop charts at age 13.
Wow. Wow, beating out Debbie Gibson and what was the other one?
Brenda Lee rocking around
the Christmas. Brenda Lee. I don't know. She was like 10. I don't know.
Peter Criss is 76 today.
All right, from Kiss.
Beth, I hear you calling.
I'm not coming home right now, so just go away.
Yeah, because me and the boys have to practice all night.
Yeah, yeah.
Dick Wolf is 75, TV producer, award-winning.
He does a lot of shows.
Yeah, Law & Order, the whole franchise.
The whole franchise, yeah.
And my favorite, Chicago PD. Which is now Chicago PD, Chicago Fire, and Chicago Med.
Wow.
And if you remember him a long time ago, Miami Vice. But anyway, man, that guy's busy.
He's all over the place.
At age 75. And Alan Parsons is 73 today.
Okay.
I wonder if The Project is still rocking.
I don't know. I have a couple of their albums, though.
Me too. Alan, one of those guys that doesn't sing.
He just produces
The Project. Yes, indeed. Now let's take a look at the locals. What do we call them, Lynn?
It's Birthday Buddy.
And where the hell is my list?
I don't.
Oh, wait. There it is. Wait,
there
I'm
you
good.
Go.
I'm good. Just
goodness,
stall for
I thought
a while.
I was bad with all the stuff laying on the... Okay.
This counter, this desktop is full.
It is.
Happy birthday to Amy Turpak from Sealands Grove. I know her. She's 45 today.
Beth Jondy from Sunbury is 40 today.
Christina Buffington from Sealands Grove is the nifty 50.
Crystal Henderson from Paxinus is 40 today. Happy birthday.
Darren Rissinger from Trevorton, 45.
Dustin Gerhardt from Sunbury, 34 today.
Evelyn Brown and her band of renown from Elizabethville, 47.
Heather Drumheiser from Shamokin, 47 today as well.
It's December and so Holly has a birthday.
Yes.
Holly Yoder, 47 today.
Jessica Feltman from Bridgefield is 44 today.
Kimberly Paul, Sunbury, 38.
Krista Page from Middleburg is 26.
Matthew Risman from Exton, PA, 53.
Happy birthday to Rita Mullen, 53.
Rick Baylor is 60 years old. Happy birthday.
And Wyatt Manival from Mount Pleasant Mills is 26 today.
Nobody on the Ford Fun Line this morning Facebook Messenger. But you can also email and use text as well.
Yeah, you can do many things.
You can
do them all if you want.
You can fly your birthday in a partridge in a pear tree.
In a pear tree.
Did you ever see a partridge in a pear tree?
I've never even seen a partridge, let alone a pear tree. I know what a pear tree is, but I've never seen a partridge. I don't know.
But you told me you loved the Partridge Family back in the 70s.
Yeah, well, that's another partridge.
That's a partridge of a different color.
It is.
Each and every day at this time.
It's Birthday Buddies. 94.1
WQKN. Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Oh, there's the announcer guy.
Hello, announcer man.
And we are celebrating the 75th anniversary of It's a Wonderful Life today.
Oh, today. Wow.
So we are featuring all the characters and some of the best moments from that great Christmas classic.
Awesome. That's a wonderful thing to do during
coming
the holiday
up,
season.
We'll decipher Mr. Gower, the pharmacist.
The pharmacist.
A kind man. Yet that scene where he beats the dickens out of George still gives me goosebumps.
Kind of a weird scene, but anyway.
It's all on the way.
And it's Morgan in the Morning.
The 75th anniversary of It's a Wonderful Life, and mine is... W-U-K-X. What do you think of that 75-year-old black and white classic?
I need to see it again now that I'm in my 50s. I saw it for the first time in my 20s.
Okay, we'll check it out next.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
We are celebrating 75 years of It's a Wonderful Life all morning long. We opened up with the scene where Clarence was introduced as the guardian angel. Clarence, Clarence, where are you? I want to go home, Clarence. That's not bad, right?
That's really good, actually. Okay. Yeah, I'm impressed by that.
Okay. We're looking at all the characters. We took a peek just a few minutes ago at Mr. Potter. Such an evil man. You know, such an evil man from the beginning of the movie all the way to the end. Like when he got his life back and everything was good and they're all celebrating in the living room. And little Zuzu says, every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings. And he says, that's right, Zuzu, that's right.
That's a good Jimmy Stewart.
Thank you. Like, even in that scene where the movie's wrapping up and everyone's joyous.
Yeah.
Where the hell's Mr. Potter? He didn't show up at the party.
He didn't show up.
He's evil.
He is.
So we all, you're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. Why didn't we ever do a song like, you're a blah blah, Mr. Potter, you know?
Yeah, he was out stepping on people in the streets.
Yeah, kicking dogs and stuff like that.
Yeah, kicking dogs and ripping down decorations.
At the end of the movie, even Mr. Gower shows up and everything's going to be okay. But there are so many Mr. Gowers you see in the movie. You see a young, happy pharmacist who owned the drugstore, and George Bailey worked there when he was just a boy. And then by the end of the movie, you see old, kind Mr. Gower. When they flash back, if George was never born, Mr. Gower's the town drunk and a failure, and he went to jail for years for poisoning a family. Well, in that scene where George says to Mr. Gower, who's been hitting the bottle because his son died in the war, he says, I never delivered the pills, Mr. Gower, because there's something bad. Mr. Gower just starts smacking him.
You know what I said?
Yes, sir.
What kind of drinks are you bringing away? Why didn't you deliver them right away? Don't you know that boy's very sick?
Stop hitting him, Mr. Gower.
Mr. Gower, you don't know what you're doing. You put something wrong in those capsules. I know you're happy. You got the telegram and you're upset. You put something bad in those capsules. It wasn't your fault, Mr. Gower. Just look and see what you did.
Yeah, see what you did? Go ahead and look
at
it, Mr. Gower.
It's poison.
It's poison.
I know you feel bad.
And Mr. Gower opens a capsule. Holy moly.
Don't hit my sewer again.
Don't hit me again, Mr. Gower.
Oh, George.
No, I won't, George.
Mr. Gower, I won't ever tell anyone. I know your feelings. I would have felt so close to die, I won't.
What an amazing scene. Movie Mike, what an amazing scene.
I got to watch again. I haven't seen it in 30 years, so I got to go. I know, we're supposed to watch it every year. I haven't seen it in 30 years, so I need to go and watch it again because my memory of a lot of this has faded.
Well, the movie itself is 75 years old, so we don't live the way we lived 75 years ago.
No, we don't.
So that scene still makes me go, oh my goodness, stop hitting the boy.
Yeah.
And he whacks him in the bad ear, his ear starts to bleed, you know, and I'm like, no, Mr. Gower, stop.
Yeah, you couldn't do that today.
No, you couldn't do any of that today. But toward the end of the movie, you start realizing George really did a lot of wonderful things in his life, and one of them was saving Mr. Gower's career. So thank goodness Mr. Gower is in the living room at the end of the movie.
Absolutely.
With a drink up saying, singing Auld Lang Syne.
Absolutely. You
know what I mean? Oh, man. Celebrating It's a Wonderful Life all morning long here with Morgan in the Morning. Movie Mike, you're on the way with the Entertainment Report, right?
Yes, a lawsuit and a fight.
At once? Or two separate stories?
Two separate stories.
Coming up.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX. And now, with all the dirt from Hollywood, here's Movie Mike with a 94KX Entertainment Report.
All right, let's welcome this evening's entertainment.
The Daily Show host Trevor Noah is suing a New York City hospital and surgeon, accusing them of being negligent and careless in failing to treat and care for him. Noah was a patient between August and December of 2020 and underwent surgery in November of that year. He said that while seeing the specialist, the team failed to use approved methods in general use in the care and treatment. According to the filing, Noah suffered serious personal injury after his procedure. His injuries are permanent, severe, and grievous, according to his legal papers, and have left him sick, sore, lame, and disabled. It was not immediately clear what type of injury he sustained, nor what type of surgery he underwent, although the doctor's website lists him as an orthopedic surgeon and sports medicine specialist who focuses on the knee, elbow, and shoulder.
So he got messed up, a bad knee surgery or something?
Yeah, I don't know. Wow. He didn't disclose in the legal paperwork what specifically he had surgery for, but apparently it went really, really wrong, whatever it was.
Wow, good luck to Trevor.
So, yeah, we wish him well. Rock icon Rod Stewart and his son have pleaded guilty to battery in an assault case stemming from a New Year's Eve 2019 altercation with a security guard at an exclusive Florida hotel. The Stewarts were accused of a physical altercation at the luxury Breakers Hotel in Palm Beach on December 31st, 2019. The dispute involved the guard's refusal to allow them into a private New Year's Eve party at the hotel. The guard said in court papers that Rod Stewart punched him in the rib cage with a closed fist. Not fish.
Well,
fist.
A raw fish would hurt.
That would hurt too, yes. And Sean Stewart shoved him. Neither will do any jail time or be required to pay fines, and they won't be placed on probation. So basically, they got away with it.
They got away with it. And you know, I don't see Rod Stewart as the kind of guy that could hurt you. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, he doesn't seem like he'd pack a big punch.
That's exactly
even
what
with a closed fish. He wouldn't do it.
And that would be something you could carry for the rest of your life. Hey, did I ever tell you the story about the time Rod Stewart punched me in the face?
Rod Stewart can punch me anytime. I would wear that as a badge of honor.
Amen.
Anyway, and looking at the box office, to no one's surprise, the number one movie was Spider-Man No Way Home, which made over the weekend $253 million. It's the highest grossing film of the year after one weekend.
That's unbelievable.
I know, it's crazy. Hot on its heels in second place was Disney's Encanto with $6 million. West Side Story was third with $3.4 million. Ghostbusters Afterlife was fourth with $3.4 million. And Guillermo del Toro's Nightmare Alley debuted in fifth place with just $2.9 million, which is a shame because this is one of the best films of the year. I love Nightmare Alley. It's a shame it's just getting buried by Spider-Man.
Wow. Spider-Man does rock, though.
Spider-Man was good, too. Yes, I like them both. Yeah. Right.
You're not coming back on Friday, so I want to wish you and your wonderful family a beautiful Christmas.
Well, thank you. I wish you one as well.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Christmas time is here. We want to know what you're thankful for, what Christmas means to you. We want to know. Bare your soul. No, you don't have to get that heavy. Just tell us about it and win.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
We'll snatch up a random line and make you a winner with Wise Markets.
WQKX. We have another winner.
Ho, 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 ho. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, who's this?
This is JR.
Hey, JR, where are you from?
Sunbury.
What's going on today, buddy? What are you doing?
On my way to work.
Oh, all right. Well, thanks for listening to Morgan in the Morning during your commute. Is it a long drive or no?
Nope, just a feelings, girl.
All right. Well, you got me at a good time. All you have to do is tell me what you're most thankful for during this holiday season, what really makes you feel good during the holiday, and you've got yourself a $25 gift card to Wise Market. So what's in your heart right now, JR?
Family.
Family.
I don't have my mom and dad no more, but I got my nieces and I have great nieces and nephews, a bunch of those, and I like spoiling those guys.
You know, I like your attitude. You know, you miss your mom, you miss your dad. You know, there's no doubt about that, but it doesn't need to ruin your holiday because they wouldn't want it that way. So enjoy those nieces and nephews, right?
The little ones are wonderful. Yes, sir.
Yeah, Christmas is Christmas from 1 to 92. There you go. How old are those nieces and nephews, JR?
A month old to 13 years old.
Wow. You enjoy the holiday with those kids and give them a big hug and squeeze for Christmas, right?
You got it.
$25 gift card, Wise Markets. Do that last minute shopping for the holidays. Wow. That was straight, man. That was straight from the heart. Enjoying the children at Christmas. This past weekend, I did just that. Except you call them what? Great nieces and nephews or whatever. When they're your nieces and nephews' kids. I don't know what you call them, but they were from 4 months to 4 years old, and the whole house was full of them, and I just absolutely loved it. Sharing our Christmas thoughts all week long this week with Morgan in the Morning.
WQKX. Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the Goody Room.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Let's get started. Tom's top list today. The top Christmas carols to sing along with. And this is the list coming from our good friends at karaoke. You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch comes in at 25. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas is next. Holly Jolly Christmas, Baby It's Cold Outside. White Christmas, Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Joy to the World, The Most Wonderful Time of the Year. Andy Williams, I love that song. Frosty the Snowman, Up on the Housetop. There's a song you don't hear that much. We Wish You a Merry Christmas. The 12 Days of Christmas. A little long. Feliz Navidad, Deck the Halls, the Christmas song, otherwise known as Chestnuts Roasting on an Unput Fire, right? Here comes Santa Claus. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. All I Want for Christmas Is You, Silent Night, Jingle Bell Rock, Santa Baby, Walking in a Winter Wonderland. We're getting closer to the top. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer at number 3, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, number 2, and number 1, Jingle Bells.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Happy 75th anniversary. It's a Wonderful Life. Everybody has a moment in their life, whether their father is still alive or not. A moment where Dad has words of wisdom.
What's the matter? You look tired.
Oh, I had another tussle with Potter today. Uh-huh. I thought when we put him on the board of directors, he'd ease up on us a little bit.
Well, what's eating that old money-grubbing buzzard anyway?
Oh, he's a sick man. Frustrated, sick in his mind, sick in his soul, if he has one. He hates everybody that has anything that he can't have.
Peter Bailey, you look tired, Dad, is indeed very tired. And he suffers a stroke that night and passes away, and George realizes how smart his father actually was. That particular scene of the movie, every time I watch the movie, makes me realize how smart my dad was and how much I miss him. Final shot coming up, the final scene of It's a Wonderful Life. Stay with us, Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Celebrating It's a Wonderful Life all morning long this morning. That's the theme of our show. It is indeed a wonderful life, whether you are George Bailey or not. The movie itself turned 75 years old today, and it's still a Christmas classic. This reminds me so much of the Here for Good campaign. We reached $110,000 over the weekend. Our goal is $150,000. Please give any amount. Help us reach that goal by Christmas Eve, huh? HereForGoodCampaign.org. Because in the end of It's a Wonderful Life, the whole town came to the Bailey house, and they all gave what they could give. And as George's war veteran hero, little brother Harry said,
to my big brother George, the richest man in town.
So if it wasn't for George Bailey, a lot of people would not have a wonderful life. And that's what George learned, including the caption, remember, no man is a failure who has friends. Thanks for the wings. Love, Clarence.
That's a Christmas present from a very dear friend of mine.
That's right. Attaboy, Clarence. Chad Evans is next. Alicia Taylor this afternoon. Sam Tyler tonight. It is, just remember this, our closing shot. It is indeed a wonderful life.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.